Cafecito.
Hello everyone, this is Va of Cafecito Break, and today we're going to be discussing Diamond Celebration of Life and the very important messages by Silk. Are you ready? Let's jump in. First and foremost, before we begin, I just wanted to say a message to Silk from the Perez sisters that we've been really sad to learn about your sister's passing. We've been watching Diamond and Silk for years, and we loved that there was this sisterhood duo out there raising awareness, not just for the insights that are important politically, right? You were so instrumental and still are to the awakening and people of color leaving the Democratic plantation. And you did it with so much swagger. The both of you did. It was amazing to see this dynamic duo, which will continue, I guess, in another way of relating. Anyway, Silk, yesterday, your comments, I watched the celebration of life for Diamond, and I was crying the entire time. We send you so much love, so much strength for you, for your family, for everybody who loved Diamond, and may her legacy continue. On behalf of four sisters, I think that what I would like to do here, mi gente, and I ask you to please listen to this entire message, because what Silk did yesterday as a sister so in tune with her sister Diamond, is that she went to this place, as she says, and she tuned in to what her sister might want her to say. Another thing that's interesting about where this celebration of life was held is that it wasn't in a church. And this is where I will begin the video. So please listen in. I will stop it from time to time to offer commentary. Okay, here we go.
And I do have some notes, because I didn't want to come off the cuff and get lost in the sauce. So I said, let me write some stuff down. I asked them to put Diamond's shoes right here in front. Those beautiful shoes. And I want everyone to take a good look at those shoes right there, those beautiful shoes. Aren't they sharp? They're gorgeous, right? You know, my sister had a lot of style. I really, truly want the world to see my sister's shoes. So y'all make sure you put the camera on, okay? Those are the shoes that my sister wore, because she was the one who wore those shoes. Not me, not you, but her. She was different and unique in her own way. Not my way, not your way, but her way. You see, what I'm really trying to say here to you all and the world is that I'm not trying to fill my sister's shoes. Mm-mm. I can't fit my sister's shoes. We wear different sizes. See, my feet is wide. Hers is not. She's often imitated, but never duplicated. She is the original, and no one, and I do mean no one, can ever take her place. No one. She's our magnificent diamond, shining bright in the heat of the night. She wasn't new to this. She was true to this. She was brave, not a coward. She did things in the open, not in the closet. If she was loyal to you, everyone knew it. If she wasn't loyal to you, everyone knew that too. She didn't go along just to get along. She stood on her principles and dared anyone to move her off of her corner, off of her center. She said what she meant, and she meant what she said. She didn't allow anyone to bully her into silence. If anything, she got 10 times louder. My sister loved people. I don't care if you're black, white, pinstripe, polka dot, or plaid. She loved people. She loved humanity. If she saw you on the side of the road, she would stop the car and give whatever was in her purse to that individual. If someone was outside of a restaurant begging for food, she would take them inside of the restaurant, tell the hostess to find them a seat, then tell that person to order whatever they wanted to eat. She'll tell them to get the biggest steak on the menu. I've seen this, you all. Eat what you can and take the rest to go. One of the waitresses that used to wait on us all the time, she was pregnant. Out of the blue, my sister Diamond went shopping for baby stuff, baby gifts and all of this different stuff, you know, that you do for the babies. You named it, my sister bought it. And then she took it to the restaurant and surprised the young lady with all of these gifts. When we were on tour, there was a woman that was there and she was in need of a walking cane. She said her knee was bad. My sister looked over at security and said, go find the nearest store and get her a cane. That lady was so excited and happy and appreciative when we came back with that cane and gave it to her. When we did the movie Dummy Cracks, we had to do a scene in California. We ran into a couple living in their vehicle. They were homeless. After talking with that couple, and before we left to go through our next scene, she went to the SUV, got her purse and emptied it and gave what she had to that couple. Diamond was a giver. She will only give to you what she would give to herself. And 10 out of 10, it was the best. Even when she didn't feel like going and then doing the show, she pressed away because she wanted to be there for the people. Diamond was a patriot. She hated the way this country went from greatness to unrecognizable. She hated how it went from God-fearing to demonic. She hated how it went from prosperity to poverty.
Okay, some key takeaways right now is, and I really appreciate, I was crying out throughout this whole time that Silk was citing examples of the generosity of Diamond and how she loved everyone. And, you know, in these cultural wars, these race wars that we keep having that are so unnecessary, we miss out on the human family, right? And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that they're also known for saying that too, that there's one human race.
She was disheartened by all of the intentional and deliberate lies told against President Donald J. Trump, as well as us, Diamond and Silk. It truly weighed on her. Diamond was a warrior. She knew how to slice and dice without even using a knife. After she got finished telling you off, you would feel like you had just been in a battle with a machete. When she said, I got to get me a mofo straight, everybody knew what that meant. She was about to break you down like a sawed-off shotgun. with no apologies. Then turn around and tell you, I still love you. Diamond was political. You know, a lot of people came up to me and said, is this going to be political? Well, she's political. And that's the reason I didn't want to do this in a church, because I didn't want nobody to get it twisted. My sister was real, okay? And sometimes some of our church members, they get a little holier than thou, all right? And they don't want to hear the realness, see the realness, or even feel the realness.
Okay, let's pause right there. I commend Silk for this. I could imagine, and maybe this is maybe what she was thinking. And here it is, guys. Stay with me, because the message that she delivers is going to be like filled with so many galletazos. Boom, 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 boom. But this is important, because not only were Diamond and Silk instrumental to raising awareness of all this corruption that's happening, the state of the United States, how this demonic entity, this darkness is here. And we're fighting. We're in a spiritual war. And the other thing that I wanted to say is that there is a humbling that I think needs to take place with people that are so, they have their nose up in the air and whatever it is that they are an expert in, and you could expertly have blind spots too. And this is again why I understand as a takeaway why Silk decided to hold this not in a church.
My sister didn't have a problem calling out corruption. Okay? Her first name is Inita. My first name is Hernita. They call Diamond and I Irish twins. So it's like we really have a unexplainable connection. Also, we were born 10 months apart. And as a matter of fact, the four babies that my father talked about, all of us was born 10 months apart. So mother and father was really in love. Then apparently they went through a midlife crisis to have another one 10 years later after me. I know it was 8 years for him, but after me, my youngest brother is actually 10 years younger than me. My sister passed away 10 days before my birthday. Both of us was 51 at the time, at the same time. And she now sits with my mother, Evangelist Betty Lee Hardaway, who are both Sagittarius and whose birthdays are 10 days apart. My sister, November 25th, and my mother, December the 5th. Both were talkers. Both were intuitive. Both were givers. And both died unexpectedly and suddenly. My mom, age 71, and my sister, age 51. When I look at the number 10, I see the number 1, and I see the 0, which represent an O to me. So in my own world, I see the one and only Diamond. I always had my sister back no matter what. If she got into an argument with anyone, male or female, I would be the one in the back, quiet as a mouse, calculating on what object I was going to use to handle the situation if anyone struck her. I understand.
That's what's beautiful about these sisters and why I wanted to take a time to honor their legacy And their legacy will continue, and will continue with Silk, and it will continue.
And that silence can be a little violent, but didn't nobody cross me, and I did not allow it. You were not going to disrespect her in front of me, and she wasn't going to let nobody disrespect me in front of her. After her passing, I was totally in shock. I went into her bedroom sobbing and crying with the hiccups. Y'all know that cry that you get, and it be all in your belly, and you be like, oh. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what cry I'm talking about. I said, Lord, it's a lot of evil, vile people out here that you could have taken. Why, my sister? There's a lot of people walking around that wanna die. Why, my sister? So soon and so suddenly, after going through all of the different scenarios and analyzing the when, where, and why, a soft voice came to me and said, I needed her more. Instant. The sense of joy overtook my emotions, and I was able to see things crystal clear. Even though I wanted her to be with me, God needed her more. Give me some water, honey. Give me some water. You see, we are in the middle of a spiritual warfare. And for all of those who knows Diamond, who knew her, she was a warrior. So while she handled those Luciferians spiritually, I will be down here handling these demonic bastards realistically. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ay, Dios mío. I mean, goodness, what a powerful statement that Silk is making. And look at the tonality. I mean, besides the grief, she is in serious warrior mode herself. Please pay attention to this message, because I think that our communities are now realizing the elephant in the rooms. And people like Diamond and Silk have been raising awareness to some of those elephants in the room. These things that are issues within our communities that we are not discussing, that we keep sweeping under the rug, or allow life and chaos and day-to-day stuff distract us from what we really, really, really need to be paying attention to. And we agree. We agree. We've been saying it from the Cafecito Break platform over 10 years. We agree. We are in a spiritual war, mi gente. Another thing that's really sad is how many trolls, how many demonic people took the opportunity on social media to celebrate the passing of Diamond in a horrific way. It's one thing to celebrate the life, is another thing to celebrate that she died because you didn't like what she was saying or what she stood for. What a crime for people to stand for freedom. What a crime for people to love that they live here in America. What a crime for people to love the opportunities that can happen here. And what a crime for people to love people of all colors. These shaming, bullying tactics, they have to stop. They're not contributing to humanity healing and building. And we are in a human state of emergency.
Uh-huh. My spirit was rested, and I now know what's going on. You see, she was the chosen one, shining bright like a diamond. I even noticed that after her death on Sunday, January the 8th, things instantly began to unfold and be exposed. The dam is bursting, and somebody's hand is caught in the cookie jar. After resting my spirit with peace, I said, sis, one of the questions that I need answers is, do you want a preacher to preach at your celebration of life ceremony? And all I heard her say was, no. Let the life I live speak for me. I said, yes, ma'am.
And I'm interrupting right here for two takeaways. Number one, please pay attention, because this is the reason I even created this video in the first place, for this message that's coming up next and all the things that Silk says, all the questions that she poses. And if you, when she's describing what happened to her sister, and she said her sister died suddenly. And she also ends up questioning, why are people dying so suddenly?
Then I said, girl, you have awakened America with your distinct voice. Now that you have the world's undivided attention, speak through me.
The other takeaway that I forgot to mention is that just how there is a political awakening happening, there is a religious awakening and a religious walkaway, because there are things that are embedded in some of the religious frameworks that no longer serve the masses. And that is, there is a great unveiling there as well.
With my fingers on the keyboard, or you could say the typewriter, whichever one you want to call it, I began to write. And this is what she said to me in my spirit to tell you all. She said, tell them I'm not an anti-vaxxer, I'm an anti-mandate. I believe that all human beings should have the right to choose if they want to get shot or not. The government should stop acting like dictators. I'm not an election denier. I'm an election defender. If the Constitution gives the power to the state legislators, that's what we are supposed to follow. Not made up rules made up from a backroom deal. I said, that's right. She said, Biden is an illegitimate president. She said, Fauci should be in jail for crimes against humanity. She said, if masks really work, why are you still wearing them? She said, if God intended for you to wear a mask, he wouldn't have created your nostrils. She said, if vaccines really work, why do you have to get a booster? She said, when did it become legal for grown men to have story hours with little children in adult clubs? She said, if America was energy independent under Trump, and we still have that same energy and oil resource underneath our feet to sustain America, why is the Biden regime purchasing oil from a foreign country who hates America? And why is he sending our strategic oil to a foreign country that wants to kill America? She also said, no more machines. Bring back paper ballots and hand counting. She said, the election was rigged. The 2020 election was rigged. And President Donald J. Trump is the true president, the true president of these United States. She said, we are the United States, not the divided states, the land of the free and the home of the brave, not slaves. And another thing, and I'm almost finished because I got to hear what my president gonna say. And another thing. Instead of asking if Americans are vaxxed or unvaxxed, the real question to ask is, are Americans being poisoned? In the wild, when they want to depopulate and sterilize a large group of animals, they usually inject one animal. And then that one animal infects the rest of the animals. So technically, and according to the science, it doesn't matter if you're vaxxed or not. As long as the gain of function allows one injected person to transfer and infect another person, and that person infect another person, eventually everyone will be affected in one way or the other. So, in case some of you been hiding under a rock or still stuck in denial, people are dropping dead around here. And nobody's talking about it. They're dropping dead suddenly and unexpectedly. The catchphrase is SAD, S-A-D, sudden adult death syndrome. Many call it a conspiracy theory. I call it murder. According to sources, China makes over 95% of our life-saving medicines. Why are America purchasing life-saving medicine from a country that hates America?
Oh my God, that is one of the most important questions. And this is one of the things that red-pilled me and awakened me and started us down the track of getting out of our own way in March 2020 and being extra, extra loud as much as we can to raise awareness, because we started to see, okay, we're locked down, but where's all the money going? Who's benefiting? Who's reaping all of the money right now? And where is everything getting produced? And not only is, like what Silk is saying, the so much of the medication is produced out there, but where were the masks produced, for example? Things, questions, and more questions. And this whole thing also that she mentions that her sister died suddenly, and then she's talking about that, you know, you the in the wild that one animal will get injected and then I guess infect all the other ones. Okay, so that is leading to a confusion, right? Because people, what we've been hearing in the media, for example, is that these people who are dying suddenly, it seems that they have mostly been vaccinated. So this leads to some confusion, because she's alluding to Diamond not being vaccinated but dying suddenly out of nowhere. Like, and you know, I did some research and people were saying that she was not sick, that she did not have COVID. So what happened, and if did she die suddenly and vaccinated or unvaccinated? So I wanted to also take this moment to read an email that I received from, I'm subscribed to Anomaly's newsletter, and this is his takeaway, and it's, you know, just to add it to the conversation. And obviously a lot of us are confused here. Silk spoke up yesterday and said, "Don't you dare call me a conspiracy theorist at Diamond's memorial. First of all, rest in peace, Diamond. And out of respect, I was patient with the speculation, but now her sister is speaking up. It's really confusing. Most people, of course, thought she was hinting at her sister's vaccination. But now she said this and retweeted two accounts hinting she was not vaccinated. And that that in and of itself is very confusing. So what was it that she said? Is in the wild, when they want to depopulate and sterilize a large group of animals, they usually inject one animal, and then that one animal infect the rest of the animals. So technically, and according to the science, it doesn't matter if you're vaxxed or not." Okay, so just hold that, and you know, as a thought, as we continue to listen to the rest of her message.
That don't make no sense. And to my haters, your haters make you greater. The more they hate, the more we educate. So let me educate you on something. You can't blame the white man when the black man degrade and disparage their fellow black woman. After I did the post about my sister passing, the real hate didn't come from the white folk. It came from the black folks. And in the words of my sister Diamond, you may not pay what you owe, but you will reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. Let me get some water off of this baby. Mm-hmm. This is my husband for all that don't know, okay? Now to the Hope County Sheriff's Department, you have a...
All right, so I'm going to pause it right there and, you know, ask you, the community, what do you think? I think that as we keep learning about this pandemic, this hoax, this confusion about why, whether or not we've been poisoned, did this vaccination, this COVID, did it leak from a lab? Was it an accidental, intentional leak? Is what Silk's saying part of what happened? And another reason why people are dying suddenly, or people who are dying suddenly, or people who have been vaccinated? You know, so these are the other, you know, questions that are out there. Also, takeaways is that she's mentioning, you know, that we need to explore the election integrity, and that Donald Trump is the real president of the United States, that the election was stolen. We continue to have controversy around Biden ever since, you know, we started this year. And the Republicans took over the House. There seems to be this different air, and they said that they were going to start investigating Biden, and all of a sudden we're seeing these documents that they keep finding in Biden's house. And I think late last night I saw that there were yet more documents uncovered. Some people think that he's being set up and just he's going to get removed and impeached. I don't know. I've had dreams where this whole thing kept, you know, got toppled down, and that multiple people in government got in trouble. And when I'm talking about multiple, I'm not talking about just a couple. I mean, like, there was a toppling of things. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I think that we're living in interesting days, and I think that we cannot discount though any way that people are receiving information, because we are also God's children, and we have a connection to source. And when we breathe and we take in that information, and if we know how to be and tune in, we can also decode some of that beautiful God breath. Thank you guys for joining me today. This has been Rosangel Perez of Cafecito Break, talking about Silk's messages at the celebration of life. Rest in peace, Diamond. Rest in paradise, Diamond. And thank you, Diamond and Silk, for your awakening messages throughout the years. And may this continue. And I'm looking forward to see how Silk carries on the baton for the sisterhoods. And you're right, no one can replace your beautiful Diamond. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Please subscribe, please share the show, and comment and subscribe. Thank you, mi gente. God bless you for tuning in to Cafecito Break.